Okay, welcome back, students and listeners who have heard this podcast show before. I'm glad you're with me. First-time listeners, I am particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 005 of the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me. I don't know what kind of week you had, but mine was rather unusual. Some students returned from vacations, which was great. Some had just been to and others are about to go to some great concerts, so that's always wonderful to have students really exuberant and listening to great music in the summer. But by far, the most remarkable thing that happened was during Arno's lesson. We were about 20 minutes or a half hour into it when he remarked, "Look, there's a bird in the house." Now, let me clarify this. Arno's a man in his, I'd say, very, very early 40s. Anyway, so I looked, and there was something for sure flying around the living room, but birds usually chirp, especially wild birds, when they're confined and they're flying around a strange enclosure. The thing was pure black, and on closer observation, the thing swooping all around the room was actually a bat. No joke, a bat. And I'm not out in the woods here. You know, this was in a very gentrified upper class suburban town. So, you know, a bat. So we couldn't really get over it. Needless to say, the lesson abruptly halted, and we opened the front door hoping that it would go out, but of course that would have been simple and a smooth conclusion to the issue. As the bat got tired, it began flying lower and lower, and we finally just ran out of there. We made for the hills, and we were hoping it would follow us out if it was interested in us, but still it wouldn't follow us out. So when it was exhausted, it stopped flying around, and from the outside, we didn't know what it was doing, and when we took a look in the living room, there it was, hanging from the ceiling upside down. Yeah. I mean, you know, you see these TV shows with them hanging in the caves, just hanging there. Well, this thing was hanging from the ceiling of the living room. I did take a picture, so I'll post it when I put up the show notes. So, you know, where's Jack Hannon when you need him? Arno got it looked like a pool skimming net or if you go fishing, a net for fish. And he got on a stepladder and tried to scoop the bat off the ceiling, but he wasn't really up high enough. And although he got the bat off the ceiling, it escaped the net and flew around some more. Then it flew upstairs. So this saga was far from done. It was about that time that we called the police to see if they had someone who could track down and remove the bat, or if they could call animal control or do something. I mean, you know, you can't leave a bat in your house overnight, for sure. While we waited for the police, who took their time, Arno went upstairs to see if he could see where the bat went. And I think he also wanted to determine if it wasn't in a particular room, he wanted to close the door because all the bedroom doors were open. So he said after he looked in one of the bedrooms, he closed the door so the bat couldn't go inside. And as he closed the door slowly and gently, there was the bat hanging on it. And it scared him so much he scrambled down the stairs. So this was really getting to be comedic if it weren't so unsavory that the bat was in the house. So we didn't get a good look at him. For all we know, it could have been a bug-eating or berry-eating bat. Who knows what kind of diseases or germs they might have. I don't think vampire bats are prevalent here in northern New Jersey, but still, you know, it's a wild animal and, you know, you just don't know. Okay, so the police officer came. He was really nice, but he didn't go upstairs to arrest or taser or pepper spray or otherwise apprehend our little visitor. He and Arno were still awaiting animal control when I finally decided that that was the end of my teaching day because Arno was my last student on that particular evening. So I left not knowing the final outcome. I will let you know next week after I find out how it concluded, what exactly happened. Anyway, so why did I tell you this long story? Well, it was an odd thing, but more than that, there's a bit of a life lesson in it. If you replace Arno's guitar lesson with your practice time, and replace the bat with the distractions that cross your mind rather than your airspace while you're practicing. Discipline is an absolute essential to attaining your very, very best musical acumen and technical skills. I've said all this to remind you that focus is an element of your practice and your rehearsal time and all that. So, you know, if you're going to be playing a gig and you and your other musicians, I don't know whether it's that you have a band or you have accompanists or there's a singer working with you, even when you're in rehearsal or whether you're practicing, you've got to maintain a certain amount of focus, because just your body and fingers being there doesn't really mean anything. So I've told you the bat in the belfry story, which is true. I'll let you know what happened next week, to remind you that you really have to stay focused and hook in when you're working with your guitar. You should never put your fingers on the guitar in a frivolous way or not with full intention of exactly what you're going to play and do. And if you don't have full attention, don't touch the strings. Okay? So with that, I'll close this little story and advise you to stay focused, and I'll let you know the end of the bat story next week. That's it today for today's intro, so let's get moving along to the spotlight. In the student spotlight this week, in its warm golden glow, there are six students. Arno, despite the bat, Arthur, Brittany, Carol, Danielle, and Rob. I have to single Arthur out from this group and say that in the multiple decades that I have taught, I have never had a student who took a month-long vacation without a guitar nor access to one, who came back playing better than when he left. It was truly amazing. I always let my students know before they go away, especially if it's the first year or so I'm working with them, that they should not be flabbergasted if they're going to take time off from playing, that it's going to take some recovery time to get back to the chops and the versatility and the power and the reaction time they had before they left. And this is true no matter what level you're playing at. It's very noticeable for beginners because they haven't made a whole lot of inroads yet. But anyway, on top of that, Arthur went away for a month, came back playing better than before he left, which still boggles my mind. He's a relative beginner playing just a few months, so this portends great things for you, Arthur, and I had to single you out this week because it was really amazing. All six of you exhibited excellence in your preparation and the quality of your playing for me when I saw you. One of you has almost no time to play, and you know who you are. You are included here because you're working so hard to keep playing, and I want to notice that, and I want you to be encouraged. Kudos to every one of you, and keep it up. Let's move on to the question of the week. Well, this is the question of the week, but first let me say that in order to keep this podcast at a reasonable length, I'm combining the question of the week and the take notes segment because I have an additional July student review included as a segment. I don't want to make these podcasts anything but informative, so there's no need to be laborious and tedious and verbose. So I'm going to just combine those this week. Most of the time there's a separate question of the week and take note, but this week I'm blending them. Okay, so here's my question. Why am I having so much trouble finding a comfortable position, chair, place, etc. to practice? Everything I try feels wrong and I don't practice as long as I'd like to. Well, I can appreciate that, and I hope that that's really a concern. If you really want to practice and you're not comfortable, what's going on? Now, I have to say, I take great satisfaction in knowing that for the most part, listeners cannot distinguish between my female students playing and my male students playing. I try to train my female students to play aggressively, which isn't always natural for them, and confidently. I don't like them to sound like chicks or like girls. And that's in quotes, sound like girls, because a guitarist is a guitarist. A woman can play as powerfully as a man can play as sensitively as a woman. There shouldn't be any sound change or totally orally identifiable characteristics to whether the guitarist is male or female who's playing. With all that said, it does not mean that they always play the same instrument. Females and men are built differently. I'm talking here primarily about acoustic instruments, but you electric people, hang on. I'll have a little caveat at the end that might interest you if you're a smaller framed individual, whether you're male or female, and you're having trouble with your electric. But let's address acoustics first. One guitar body style or brand does not fit all. It's something that people, I've shopped with countless students who, before they went guitar shopping, they quote-unquote knew what guitar they wanted. Now, I'm not talking about an experienced player who's just going out to get the right deal. I'm talking about someone who's buying a first or a second guitar. And that choice is really, really important. Oftentimes, when someone's a beginner or a very casual player, a family member gives or lends another family member or friend a guitar, and it's great. Hey, if you don't have to spend money on something, don't spend money. That's not my issue. I'm not here to make guitar sellers rich. But sometimes the guitar and the intended guitars don't fit each other. And this is more common with females and small-framed males and pre-adolescents. If your guitar doesn't fit you, you're going to experience no end of torment when you play. I'm not going to go through the step-by-step process of buying a guitar in this segment, which I will do at a future time. And if you need to refer to it, there is a buying a guitar link on my website, www.guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally. But I do want to talk about guitar body shape and style and how important they are to know about if you are not comfortable with the guitar you're playing, or you are purchasing your first guitar, or you're purchasing a guitar for a smaller framed loved one. This is an aside. If you're buying a guitar for someone, unless you take someone who knows them really well, or take someone who is approximately their size, you shouldn't do it. It's like you wouldn't send somebody out to buy a pair of shoes for you. Unless you've already worn them, you know exactly the size, exactly the style number and all that, but you wouldn't send someone out to buy you a pair of shoes. It's really important that you understand a guitar is that personal, and an inch or 2 inch difference in the width of the lower bout of a guitar make all the difference in the comfort of it. Okay, so if you go to one of the famous chain stores that sells guitars, and you know, there's a big national one that I'm thinking of, and I'm not going to make mention of it in this segment, and you look at acoustics, you're going to find two or three body styles. You're going to find the common and famous Dreadnought. That's the one with the very, very broad waist, almost no waist as a matter of fact. You're going to find a jumbo with really bulbous, exaggerated curves and a gigantic body, and maybe a grand concert. You're also going to possibly find a high quality travel guitar or two, and an atrocious quality half-size guitar, which is really basically a piece of junk, and don't even buy it. So the scenario might be a little different if you're at an independent guitar shop or at a shop that also has an on-site luthier. That's a whole nother category of store, and not a lot of us have those available to us. You might if you're in a big city, in a really big city. My suggestion for smaller people is to check out acoustic electric guitars, if you're confined to that chain big name guitar place, first thing to do is check out an acoustic electric, because their profiles are just a bit more comfortable. The lateral side of the guitar is narrower, and it doesn't have to be as big as a straight acoustic, because You have the option of amplifying it with onboard electronics through an amplifier. So you're not depending on the box alone to amplify the sound of your playing. They're available, acoustic electric guitars, in just about any guitar selling venue that you visit. But if you don't want an acoustic electric and you're prepared to spend a little bit more money, what you're looking for is a body style and size called parlor. A parlor guitar is something that was common a long time ago. They're not as popular these days. These guitars are a couple of inches narrower across the widest part of the soundboard, and the difference between a 16-inch and a 13-plus-inch lower bout is huge when you're determining the comfort that someone will have to live with for as long as they have the guitar. In general, parlor body style guitars are not available from every guitar company, and definitely less frequently from the lower end, lower quality makers. Now, I have to say a little aside here. I used to have a great independent music store in my area, and it specialized in guitars, but it sold everything. And a time came when I guess the owner of the store just couldn't compete any longer with the big chain, and the big chain bought them out. Now, prior to the big chain's buyout, they carried a plethora of Alvarez guitars. And Alvarez makes a smaller profile acoustic guitar that's not electric, actually. I didn't do the research here. I'm just trying to give you general information. You can take a look online. And a lot of my female and slightly smaller built male students really loved this guitar, and it was really at an affordable first guitar price point. And just as a little aside, also, if you're buying a first guitar and you want the money you spend to get a lot of bang for your buck, I can't say enough about Alvarez guitars. They're very decently made, the workmanship is there, they're just really pretty good instruments for the money, especially if you're going in on an entry level and you're going to spend, say, $300-ish for a guitar. You can find one for even less, but that's around the price point of a first guitar, upper 200s, low 300s. For anything that's worth actually buying. So, aside from Alvarez guitars, which, you know, and you can go to some of the good reliable guitar sellers online, they have them. So if you or a loved one is struggling to get their arm over the lower bout and having posture issues and back discomfort because you're curving your spine, and or you or they are curving their spine, and they're trying to find a balancing point, and they're sitting at a very strange angle when they're sitting on a chair that allows them to have both feet flat on the floor, with their thighs parallel to the floor. Now, that's very key. You've got to have the right chair also. If all those things are true, it's likely that they don't fit their guitar and it really needs to be changed. Now, my counsel for you people, for you parents of children who are having this issue, you women who got your brother's or your boyfriend's or your husband's or your cousin's guitar, and it's a great guitar and you love the sound, but gosh, you just can't get comfortable. You need to check out acoustic electrics, and you need to check out parlor size guitars. Now, not to leave you electric players out, but a solid body electric guitar can be very heavy and uncomfortable for smaller people and for people who aren't gym rats and maybe don't have tremendous upper body and core strength. For you, I'd like you to check out the double shoulder Dare guitar strap. I'll put a link up to this on the show notes. Now, this guitar strap goes over both shoulders, and I've suggested this to numerous students, especially when they first play electric guitar standing up for long periods of time. And I hope you all know that if you're going to perform with any instrument standing up, you can't practice sitting down. And you really need to think about that. I've had a lot of students I've counseled this way, and they ignored my counsel, and after about the seventh time of repeating it, I thought, well, the best lesson is going to be for them to have a terribly, terribly uncomfortable performance, and it'll be memorable. And so after about reminding someone about seven times, I just stop. So realize if your band is going to be at a battle of the bands, or you're going to do an audition somewhere, or you're playing an open mic, or you're going to audition for a jury at a seat of higher education, you have got to practice not only in the physical position that you're going to perform in, but I go as far with my students as to have them put on the shoes they're going to wear and put on the restrictive or non-restrictive clothing they're going to wear. They need to simulate the feel of that when they're practicing, or your practice is going to feel not profitable and you're going to be a little disoriented when the pressure's on. All right, that's another thing, performance preparation. We'll get to that in some other segment. But if your solid body acoustic is breaking your shoulders and makes you want to sit down and you need to play standing up, don't worry about what it looks like. Too many people want to look exactly like the music video they're watching, which is really unfortunate. The sound is all that matters here. Now, if you're auditioning for American Idol, that's not true, but that's another story. I'm talking about if you're playing guitar in a public venue and it matters how you play, you've got to take care of your comfort and you've got to practice in the position that you're going to perform in. Okay, so the double shoulder dare guitar strap distributes weight evenly over both your shoulders, so it's much less. If it makes you more comfortable when you play or practice, you're going to focus better and you're going to improve more quickly with it than without it. And that's the same is true for a guitar that fits you. Okay, I've said my question of the week answer, and that is combined with the take note section for this week. Now, here's this week's news. August, and are you a blues player? If you are, we're just a month away from the Guitar Center's annual King of the Blues Grand Finals. This year, the House of Blues in Hollywood will be the venue, and the dates are September 2nd and 7th. Tickets are available online, and if you're a blues chick or cat, and you're in the Hollywood area, or will be traveling to the area during those dates, go online and get your tickets. It's sure to be a great show. I have a former student who is an extraordinary blues player. He's a doctor now. I taught him when he was in high school. But he still gigs when he has time. And I always think of Jonathan when the call is put out for the Guitar Center King of the Blues competitions, and when I see the ads starting to stream into my email box for the grand finals concerts. So to my knowledge, he hasn't auditioned. I really have to give him a call and message him on Facebook. I think he's really got to consider it one of these years. So I'm going to put the link up for this. It's short news, but I know there are a lot of you blues players out there. I love to listen to the blues. I don't play so much, but I really like the blues. So check out the link on the show notes. And if you're in the Hollywood area in early September, that's the ticket to have. Now let's move along to the July student review. Okay, well, this is the second audio student review. We had the first one during July, which was for really May and June, and now these reviews are going to be monthly, I hope, barring anything really wild happening. So here we go, the July student review. Anya, You're up first. You're making great progress. Just lovely, really. Your biggest challenge, like a couple of other of my more beginnerish students, is that you need to have very, very vertical attack angle on the fretboard, and your pick coordination just needs to be enhanced a little bit. Very typical for beginners. You know, I want you to use all the counsel I give you in your lessons to help mitigate any issues that you have with these things. The key here is to really also listen while you practice. If you or any other student is really processing the music you're reading, you should hear it if you pick an incorrect string. So listen when you play. I know you'll be going away for vacation after this week. Have a great time and get back to the guitar as soon as you return. Arno. Okay, I won't hold the bat against you. I love your grit and how zealously you're working. I also love your recognition of the necessity of developing your technique and your openness to exploring the guitar and its unique attributes. You're playing really well. I'm totally pleased with your progress. Arthur, welcome back. You're kind of the star here. I'm so impressed with your playing just days after returning from such a long break. Keep up the excellence and the diligence and keep practicing the way you are. You're moving along beautifully. Brad, well, we're almost where we want to be with how much time you're putting into practice. Now you have to look at when you're practicing, the way you concentrate and get absorbed. The way you get absorbed in things that you have a passion for, like computer games, is how absorbed you need to be when you're playing the guitar. So you've got to work on focus. I'm just about pleased with your practice time. Now it's the quality of the practice we're going after. Brittany, your first two lessons have been superlative. I am so glad to be working with you. You're very bright and musically intuitive. I'm certain that if you practice, you're going to attain all of your personal guitar goals and much, much more. Carol, boy, oh boy, you're a tough woman. Keep slogging through and your reward is going to be great. Practice whenever you can. Danielle, your guitar is becoming more and more a part of your identity, and I like it. You're doing really well. I remember when a long piece of music used to terrify you. Now you don't give a 5 or 10 or 15 or more page piece of music a second thought. Go you! Remain attentive and disciplined, and you're going to be an extraordinary guitarist. There's no question about it. Elliot, I'll miss you while you're away. You have had only a few lessons, but you show great understanding and a wonderful enthusiasm. You also are extremely musical, and I look forward to exploring the guitar with you. Gary, well, Summer Rhythm Boot Camp is going well, don't you think? It's such a valuable and important facet of music, it needs to be inseparable from the tones you play. Stay with it. You're doing much better than you were last year this time. Melissa, I love all the cool new gear you have recently acquired. Now you have even more inspiration. With smoother transitions, your playing will sound much more mature and professional. Rob, aside from that you don't call me when you're not sure if you're doing something correctly or not, you're doing wonderfully. You should, you know, the lines of communication are open to me. I tell you every week when I leave, and I tell all my students, not just Rob, if you have any difficulty, any question, any problem, call me. Okay. I like that you'll push through tougher techniques. That's really admirable. You have to believe me when I tell you, if I know you can do something, work on it, you can definitely do it. We've already seen that come to pass in a few circumstances. So sometimes you give me that look like, okay, if you say so. But the truth is, if I tell you I'm sure you can do it, I won't just say that willy-nilly. If I know that you can attain something, I'm going to say it. Now, there may come a time when I honestly tell you that I don't think you can do something. But if that occurs, it'll only be if I believe there's a physical limitation to what you're attempting to do. You're progressing wonderfully. Stick to your practice schedule. You're doing great. Sam, you're the last one for today. Well, we're back to regular lessons, which is a milestone. I'm really glad about that. We lost a lot of time together, and you had a lot of downtime, but I hope you can get really back into your practice time and a practice schedule for at least the rest of the summer. I know the coming school year is going to be a killer, so capitalize on your free time now, right? Okay. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 005, so let's move along to the outro. Students and valued listeners, thank you for your time and for joining me on this episode 005 of the Guitar Technique Tutor.com podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking or instructional, or at least entertaining. I will include links to anything that I've mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. And should I neglect to link to something, shoot me an email, and I will definitely put the link up. I try to do my best, but, you know, I might have mentioned something that's so common to me, I don't think you need a link, and if I've done that, please let me know. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com. That's spelled in the traditional way, guitartechniquetutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Notice there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will send you a Guitar Technique Tutor.com podcast pick. Lucky you. And they're red. Now you can follow me on Twitter, where I am Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook group. I will put links to those up on the website and in the show notes page this week. Let me say this, if you are seeking expert competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle Brook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play guitar, perhaps we can work together. This is a great time to get in my schedule. I can't say it will be so for a very much longer time. Ordinarily, after Labor Day, I don't have a lot of time available. Okay? Thank you if you call me. Thank you in advance if you refer me. I appreciate that. I don't have a lot of time, but there's room in my schedule for a couple of students. Have a great week. Practice with focus and practice deliberately. Don't noodle on your guitar. I think there's a bit of danger in that, and sometime I'm going to devote a segment to the deliberate playing of your instrument as opposed to the fooling around playing of your instrument, and how the fooling around part on the guitar is actually detrimental for a serious guitar player's development. Anyway, have a great week. I will hopefully have the end of the bat story for you, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.